today. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 267 for Friday, February 13th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were stronger Friday morning, following the advances seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, the March contract up $3.60 at $466.80 per ton, May up $3.50 at $463.10. Technical base buying after the market broke above $465 in the March contract and steady commercial demand for canola were also bullish. Expectations of the Canadian dollar will remain on the weak side for an extended period of time, further underpinned canola. However, the loonie was moving higher Friday morning, which tempered the upside. Spillover pressure from the declines in Malaysian palm oil futures and good conditions for South America's very large soybean crop were also bearish. Canola futures could succumb to profit-taking later in the day as traders prepare for the long weekend. U.S. and Canadian markets are both closed Monday, February 16th. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly higher. Chicago soybean futures were stronger, anywhere from 6 to 10 cents higher. March was up 9¾ cents at $9.93.5 a bushel. Short covering ahead of the long weekend and a lack of significant farmer selling into U.S. cash markets were bullish. Further support came from continued strong demand for the U.S. oilseed, as China purchased 110,000 tons of U.S. beans for 2015-16 delivery on Friday. However, good weather for the very large South American soybean crop helped to temper the advances. Corn futures were up slightly. Values were anywhere from 0.75 cents to 2 cents higher. March was up 1.5 cents at $3.84.5 a bushel. Positioning ahead of the long weekend kept the market from seeing any large price swings, though spillover support came from the gains seen in wheat and soybeans. Strength in crude oil values and slow farmer selling in the U.S. were also bullish. However, some downward pressure came from the large global supply situation. Wheat values in Chicago were higher, prices anywhere from 5 to 9 cents stronger. March up 8¾ cents at $5.30 per bushel. Short covering ahead of the long weekend and optimism that the U.S. will see a pickup in export demand soon helped to underpin the market. The weakening U.S. dollar index and worries about unfavorable weather for U.S. winter wheat crops also lifted prices. However, strong competition on the export market from other countries, especially Ukraine after a ceasefire deal was reached in the country, helped to limit the gains. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, February 13th. I'm Taryn Shields.